Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations, and hi there. You are listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvre. So glad you're here. So many thank yous to you for listening. We do appreciate it. And I just think doing this show is so much fun. John and I have so much fun doing this show. And I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, God. Thank you, Blog Talk. And don't forget, wear at least one mask. But remember, if one is good, two is better. So wear two masks. I mean, live it up. Wear two masks. Protect others. And there's some good news on the horizon, ladies and gentlemen. John and I were just talking about this in the green room, that if you get vaccinated, if you get vaccinated, that can stop all of us who've been experiencing what they call long hauler symptoms way after the original infection. There is at least increasing preponderance of evidence saying that getting the vaccine will stop that continuing process of fatigue, body aches, and whatever else you might be having as a long hauler. Is that good news? Yes, it is. So wear a mask, wash your hands, social distance, and get vaccinated. Well, yay to all that, right? Right? What? You? Of course you agree with me. Thank you. Yes. I would love to take this opportunity to introduce you to my wonderful co-host, my friend, my mentor, my amazing person who I can say one thing to, and he goes, oh, yeah, and then this. And I go, oh, yeah, and then that. We just go back and forth so beautifully. John Warren, how are you today?
Oh, my gosh, I'm good. I feel like I'm on the spot now. Sometimes I don't have anything to say, though, but usually that's not the case. Usually I have stuff to say, but I'm good. Glad to be here. It's Tuesday. We're doing a big shoe, a really big shoe.
Yes. Yes, we are. And John, when you don't have anything to say and I don't have anything to say, it's just because we're busy co-creating something and we need our space. So if people don't like it, they can just walk on by. Walk on by. Okay. Anyway, today's topic is you're 5 years old, and it's Christmas morning. Now, what in the world does that have to do with anything? Well, for you, it might not have been Christmas. It might have been Hanukkah. It might have been Eid. I don't know. But or your birthday or an anniversary or a trip that you're looking forward to, it doesn't matter. But that excited feeling, that almost magical, nothing can get in my way. This is happening. I'm so excited. You know that feeling because you've had it over. Maybe you just bought a new car. Maybe you just found the love of your life, but that thrilled, exciting, hopeful, delighted feeling, that feeling is very important in your manifestation process. Why is that? Because we've talked about this, but we can all get what I call the doldrums. Yeah, thank you that I have a new car. I appreciate that. Oh, no, no, no. Manifestations cannot take place without a high vibration, and blah, 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 is a low vibration. So you have to get that vibration up. And, yeah, for me, sometimes I'll admit it. It's fake it till I make it. I am so thrilled about this day when I have to vacuum and I have to do the dishes and I have to work and I have to wash the dog and I have to go to the grocery store. Nah, I don't feel like it. And then I go, wait, wait, no. This is good because I have dishes that need to be washed. A lot of people don't. I have a house that needs to be vacuumed. A lot of people are homeless. Oh, my God, it's horrible. I have to run errands. Yeah, well, I have a car and I have gas in it. Oh, I have to go to the grocery store. Well, thank you, God, that I have the money to buy the groceries that I need. So many people don't. And so we can be excited about even the most mundane of things, like washing the dishes, like got to take a shower, like walk the dog, whatever it is that you're not so turned on to do. If you put energy and excitement into it, guess what? Your vibration just went up. That chore won't seem like such a chore. And you'll start to manifest more clearly. And when we are excited, really excited about something that we have not yet manifested, guess what? Yeah, the vibration goes up, but also we start to feel that kind of energy that says, you know what, John, I think this is going to happen. And we go from, I think this is going to happen, to, oh my gosh, I believe this is happening, to, oh my gosh, it just happened. I just got that new friend, that new lover, that car, that whatever it is, that $5 I didn't expect, whatever it is. It's like we go from kind of hopeful and excited and this is going to happen, oh my God, to I believe it's going to happen, to it's happened. And the it's happened is where it's always at, no matter what anybody tells you. There's only now. But that's kind of hard to get my head around, so I imagine it is for you. So I always say it in the now. Thank you. Thank you so much that I have, fill in the blank, and I visualize it in my mind, and I'm a little five-year-old going, oh, my gosh, it's almost Christmas or it's almost my birthday or whatever. And I get that energy going. I visualize it, and I affirm that it is so. Thank you so much that I have, blah, 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 blah. Thank you that it is true right now, right now. Even though I can't see it yet, even though I have no idea how it's going to manifest in my life, even though I can't see all the moving parts, I affirm what I cannot see, and that is attributed to me as faith. And guess what? We manifest jack poop without faith, because faith gives us that visualization. Like, I can't see that new car, but I can imagine it. And that's faith. I imagine that this is happening right now. So if for you it's a car, because that's easy as far as a visualization, if for you it's a car, you imagine that car right in your garage or on your driveway or under your carport. You imagine getting into the car. You know that new car smell? Yummy. You imagine that. You imagine putting your hand on that nice, clean dashboard and looking at all the gadgets, whatever. But you imagine all of that with the faith and excitement of a child. This is mine. This is my new car. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it sounds so silly, but it isn't, because it is that high vibration that brings you into the next step, which is the manifestation. And so we get excited about it. We visualize it. We affirm it. We say it is so right now. We don't go, yeah, I got a new car in the driveway. Yeah, I guess it smells like a new car. But no, that's not going to get you anywhere. And one of the things that I've been discovering when I talk to people, John, is, yeah, I mean, that's all good, Ellen, but I don't want to get disappointed. Well, what do you mean? Well, if I'm like, I'm so excited because I'm going to get $10 in the mail that I didn't expect, and then it doesn't come, and then I'm disappointed, and then I don't believe it, and then I just give it up. Oh, well, if we don't risk some disappointments along the way, we're going to stay in our little cave, and we're going to stay stuck in our little rut, and we're not going to manifest anything of any great importance to us. So risk the disappointment. Risk that sense of, oh, what did I do wrong, or what haven't I done to make sure this happens? Because you know what? You probably haven't done anything wrong, and it's not that you didn't say it right or visualize it right or feel it right. It's that the time isn't right. Now, if you're anything like me, divine timing does nothing but tick me off. It's like, well, why can't I instantly manifest, or why can't I have it now? Well, sometimes it wouldn't be the greatest idea for you to have it now, and we'll go into that on another show. But what's most important to me, what I'm learning, I said learning, is that that timing is perfect always, even though I don't think so. I think it should have happened yesterday. But that timing is perfect, because when it shows up in a perfect form for you. It shows up at the exact right time when you're really ready to receive it. You have that mental equivalent. You've got this going on. And then you'll take care of that new vehicle, or you'll be wonderful to your brand new partner, or you'll appreciate that new job, and you'll make yourself an irreplaceable employee, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's important, because try to imagine, let's say you're going for a job, and you go for this job, and you interview, and you jump through the hoops, and they say, yep, you got it, you're hired. And you get in there, and you find out you weren't quite ready to take on that responsibility, or you still had some unfinished business at your other job. Don't force it. Don't push it. Don't rush it. Affirm it in the now with great excitement, like a five-year-old before Christmas, and it will come to you at the perfect time. And the fear of disappointment, well, one of the things that I'm learning is that I don't share with very many people what I'm manifesting, so then I don't feel like a fool if it doesn't happen in a certain time. So I never put a time frame on it other than now. I don't say in a week I'll have that $10 in the mail. No, I have it now. So I'm not disappointed if it's not in the mail tomorrow because I have it now, which is right now, this minute, and the next now will be in a nanosecond, and we can go that way. But also, I'm learning that avoiding disappointment is back to where we were last week. We don't expand. If we don't take some intelligent risks, we don't expand, and we stay in the same rut, and it's boring, yawn. So it's important to take some risks. It's important to be very careful with whom you share what you are manifesting. And it's also extremely important to remember that what you say, what you put out there to the God of your understanding, your word goes out there and it becomes flesh. And that's why it's very important to have that enthusiasm to really get a grip on the feelings behind it, to visualize it and all of that, because in doing that, you get clearer and clearer and clearer, and it'll show up in its perfect time and form. And then there's no disappointment because it didn't say that it has to be a pink car with red wheels. God, that sounds awful, doesn't it? I don't do that. I'm not that specific. I'm very specific with what it is I want, with the car example, and you never say I want. By the way, you say I have. But I have this fabulous new car. It is in my budget. I love sitting in it. I love driving it. I love all the bells and whistles, if that's what you're looking for. I love that I feel so special in my brand new car. But I don't say it has to be a green car with yellow stripes either, because I trust the God of my understanding to bring me that perfect vehicle. And if it's green instead of blue, who gives a care? I don't. You don't. So be very specific on the what, but not on the clothes that it's wearing. Because if it's a blue car that you love, who cares if you kind of thought maybe you'd like a red one? Eh, no, this is perfect. This is great. So be careful with whom you share your manifestations, because unless you really trust them, because you don't want to hear, ow, I thought you were going to do this and have that, blah, 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 blah. Only share with people you really trust to be encouraging as you are manifesting, as you put your word out there. I'm so excited. I'm like a kid before Christmas, and I have this. As you are doing all that, if anyone around you does not share that belief or share that kind of enthusiasm, is a naysayer, is a Debbie Downer, or a negative Nelson, you want to not share it with those people. Don't do it, because it can bring down that vibration. And now we're back to the higher your vibration, the quicker your manifestation. And then you don't have to go through that social awkwardness of, yeah, well, it's coming. Yeah, when? Well, I don't know, but I know it is. Okay. You don't need that in your life. You have that in your head. You don't need it from an external place. So when you hear yourself doing that, you go, oh, no, 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 no. I know it's happening right now. You counter those negative thoughts with positive thoughts. Remember very exciting, happy times in your life, and use that kind of enthusiasm and energy and faith and childlike trust to manifest what you want. And you will find that your manifestations come more quickly. You'll find that your everyday life has more energy in it, more enthusiasm with it, more a sense that I am a powerful person. I am learning how to A, B, and C. I'm learning how to manifest. I'm learning how to navigate my life with greater grace and ease and fewer sense of I'm not good enough. You have that. I know you do. So do I. But we work on that. I am worthy. I am good enough. I am a child, and I am so excited. And as we do that and we get our vibration higher, we find our manifestations not only come to us more quickly, but more smoothly, more easily. And it's also important to remember that that enthusiasm for whatever it is you're working on to manifest also needs to be right here, right now, in this moment with everything you do. And if you practice that, I got a vacuum. You know what? I'm grateful I have to vacuum because it means I have a house I have to vacuum. It means I've got electricity. It means I have a vacuum. So I can be happy about that. And as you remember that, the gratitude, then you're going to find that your chores are easier and your sense of being capable to get things done in a timely fashion, et cetera, goes on. I am an organized, efficient, effective person, by golly, and I am going to make this, that, or the other happen. So be a child before Christmas or before that important date or whatever it is, that energy, that enthusiasm, dump it into your manifestations, affirm it, give thanks for it, and also dump that enthusiasm into your everyday life. Watch your life change. Watch your life change. Watch your attitude change. Watch your joie de vivre change. I'm telling you, it does work. I'm learning. I hope you'll learn with me. Next week's show is Clean Your Closet. What? Clean Your Closet. You'll find out. Tune in next week, same time, to listen to John and I talk about Clean Your Closet. You are listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. If you would like to contact us, you may do so at our website, EllenHartwell.com. Okay, John, let her rip, tater chip.
Did you say joie de vivre? How about you going all French? I love it. What is that? It's joy of living, right? Joie de vivre. Beautiful. What can I add to this? I mean, I was just thinking, like, I can sort of feel like, I feel like I can buttress around this, but your enthusiasm around this topic is actually, Ellen, what you guys just heard is actually the point from Ellen in the first segment, because that is actually the point. Because underneath that is an absolute knowledge. And I think that's the important thing. You said something, Ellen, and I wrote it down because I think it's so evocative and precise and important to what we talk about on this show, the practice of engaging the power that you came into this world with to co-create with it the life you want. You're doing it anyway. You just want to be conscious of it. You said this, Ellen. Faith gives you the visualization. It's so right on. That is so right on. I know this is happening. And the beat after that, the moment after that is, I know this fill in the blank is happening. The perfect relationship with me. The next feeling, the next beat, if you know it, I know this is happening. That's what faith is. It's just knowledge. It is knowing. It's not believing. It's not practicing. It's like undergirding. We can practice faith. We can get to faith. We can move toward faith. I believe we can have a lot of faith and a little faith. But faith is a verb as well. I mean, it's a noun and a verb, but it's a practice. But the more you practice it, the more you say, no, I know this. I know Santa brought me something great this morning. I know it.
Yes, he did.
And yes, he did. And that immediately gets excited. I know Santa's bringing me the perfect mode of transportation. I know it. And I'm excited about it. And the next day, excited about it. And then you can visualize yourself behind the wheel of the perfect mode of transportation or whatever it is that you're working on in the perfect loving relationship where – you know what? You have feet entangled in the bed when you wake up in the morning. Like whatever the visualization is, that's next after that. And faith will give you that and practice it. I love the phrase fake it till you make it. I love it. I'm telling you because it's the most effective thing. I've wondered when I'm not in my right mind, why the universe is set up in such a way because they're, you know, set up in such a way that, like, no, you got to have the knowledge that it's already done in order for it to get done. It's a weird way to set things up if you think about it. But we are where we are. That is the way it works. Practice this reality. Know that you're rich right now. Know that you have the perfect relationship right now. If this is what you're working on, whatever, if this is what you want to manifest, that you have the perfect mode of transportation, that you make, that you're taking the perfect vacation somewhere in the Mediterranean, whatever it is, know that it's done. It's done already. And then just go about your life that way. Be enthusiastic about it's done. Oh, I'm so glad this is going to happen. I'm so glad this is happening right now is really the way I should put it. I'm glad this is happening. Ooh, I'm excited about my perfect vehicle, my perfect boyfriend, my perfect girlfriend. I'm excited about that. And I'm going to be surprised a little bit. And Alan, you touched on disappointment, and I don't want to touch too much on it, but I want to mention it, is the more you practice this, the more, if you're in the business of expanding your life, it's very hard to be disappointed. It can be, now, if we keep practicing it, just keep going, because the more we practice, and you said this as well, the more I understand that God's timing or the universe's timing is always impeccable. And why is that? It's impeccable and it's perfect. Because God so loved us that he gave us free will to create. It's like, no, go out there. You're going to expand. You guys are consciousness. You're bits of me that are conscious. And you're going to get more and more conscious, and that's the fun we're having here. That's the game we're playing. So we're going to eject you into three dimensions, and there's going to be time, and there's going to be space, and there's going to be all sorts of things you can do with your lives as you get more and more conscious. And because of that, I have to include some pain, or it won't work. Free choice means you will make mistakes, what are called mistakes, even though they're not really mistakes. Free choice means that you get to choose decisions that will boomerang you on you and may cause you suffering. That's what free will means. And we have to include that in this dynamic, or the whole thing doesn't work. So what happens there, that means that sometimes, and this is why, what I'm getting at is why things don't usually happen instantaneously unless you are a master, which is to say, like Jesus. Oops, there's 100,000 people, there's 50,000 people in front of me. We only have food for 10, not 10,000, just 10. I need to demonstrate really quickly. So here's some fishes and some loaves. I got to keep doing this. If you're a master, you will be able to probably demonstrate instantaneously. Or if it's really clear and there's no reason why it shouldn't happen instantaneously, and you are really cleaned out, which we're going to get to next week, apparently, with clean out your closet, it can happen very rapidly. But here's the reason why I think, this is my take on this, often things take time. Now, I'm going to say sometimes not a lot of time, but sometimes they take time, a day, a week, a month, take time to manifest. Is because we're still in the process of cleaning out, because I'll tell you, I get angry about things. I sometimes have to stop looking at news. I mean, it's not bad. Last year was full of John Warren doesn't look at news. And until this amount of time, until I know my head's in the right place, I'm not going to look at the media. And it's not because the media is doing whatever it does. That's not it. It's not because of my politics or my non-politics. Nothing to do with that. It's because I have an emotional reaction, and I see somebody on the news, and this is what happened, and it's powerful. It's as powerful as I'm so excited for the new thing that's under the trees and I'm going to get this morning. As an adult, I can look at the news and go, oh, my gosh, if that guy was in front of me, I hope he, you know, and you think things, and we all do this. People cut us off in traffic. Oh, my God, I'm going to knock you down. Now, maybe you're more evolved than me and you don't do this. I hope you, and you don't mean that. I don't want to cause that guy physical harm. Or, you know, even the people that I really strongly made me angry, you know, when it comes to whatever, what's happening in the world. It's like, no, the highest part of me doesn't actually want to cause that person physical harm or anything bad to happen to them. Or because you say, gee, damn, and, you know, you're saying something horrible about something, about people. you're saying, I want that person to roast in hell. That's a very powerful impulse. It's a very powerful emotion. And think about this for a second. I've also made people really angry. I did a U-turn the other day that was such a stupid move. I was a little unconscious about where I was, like I had to turn around, and I shouldn't have done it. Nobody got hurt. I didn't break any laws, but I wasn't paying close attention. And the person who was coming a little faster than I thought they were honked and screamed at me and probably said something horrible in their car. I am very grateful that that moment didn't come to pass instantaneously, because I'd be poof. I'd be like, if that guy had real power over me, I'd have been a goner. And so one of the reasons why time has to happen is because the universe deciphers where we are, really. Because I don't want to cause that. I mean, when people have cut me off I lose it a little bit, I don't want them to be harmed. But really, in real life, the highest part of me doesn't. The part I'm working on, the part I'm evolving to, the part that's closest to who I really am, I don't want anybody to be harmed. I don't even want animals to be harmed anymore. But that doesn't mean I'm perfect. It means I'm working on things. So one of the reasons why I think this doesn't happen instantaneously, and you're getting my opinion more than my knowledge, my fierce knowledge of this science, is that we are working towards, that we are, the universe is, but we are too. God and us are deciphering what we really want in that time frame. When I moved to, you know, I went to college in New Mexico and I moved back to Los Angeles where I'm from many years ago. I thought for sure I wanted to be a movie star. Now, it turns out, like, I didn't really want that. It wouldn't interest me. I've met some over the years and it's not for me. Put it that way. But I think that what happens in that time frame is we go, oh, yeah. And when we get stuck on something, I actually agree with Ellen's thing. If you're enthusiastic and you're very specific, sometimes that works. And I think it's important to be clear. And also, I think it's important to be enthusiastic. And if you get stuck, you keep hitting your head against a wall of a manifestation. With your enthusiasm, well, you're doing everything right, make an adjustment. Go general. Go, okay, wait a minute. You know what? It doesn't have to be that man. It can be the right man. Because if I'm holding on to the specific, I must have a love affair with Sophia Loren from the night, you know, that's it. That's going to be ridiculous. I'm going to smash my head against the wall. I must have a love affair with a beautiful Italian woman now. Okay. That's a different thing. And then I can even go more general than that. I can have a love affair with somebody who loves me. That's where I am in my life. We keep going and refining and perfecting. So I'm grateful things don't happen instantaneously. I will tell you, some things I'm better at than I am at other things. I get enthusiastic about this. I can now demonstrate certain amounts of money really rapidly. It's weird because I used to – that was my big bugaboo. I couldn't – I was like – I bashed my head against the wall. And you know, and so I'm going to say is that enthusiasm that you bring to it, that Christmas morning energy that you bring to it, let it be there when you're working on this stuff specifically, whether you spend 5 minutes a day, however you do it, but also let it be in the back burner. Always know Christmas is right there. Santa's on the roof all the time, all the time. Santa's about to come down the roof all the time. Give yourself that anticipation. It makes everything better. It makes the world much more beautiful. That anticipation is like, oh, I'm so grateful that car's done. It's on the lot. It's actually just being driven to me by the dealer right now, my perfect mode of transportation, my perfect place to live. It's like, oh, I'm so glad that's done and I'm there. And then you're filling in stuff, you're doing your life, you're living. Because Santa's on the roof, people, about to drop in and give you everything that you want. It's already done. I hope that made sense.
Oh, it did, John, and I love Santa's on the roof because it is finished. You know, it's a matter of us claiming what is ours and saying with gratitude and enthusiasm, this is mine in whatever form. Like you said, it doesn't have to be Sophia Loren, but it can be a beautiful Italian woman. I have the perfect partner for me in my life right mm-hmm. now. Oh, my gosh, how exciting. And he or she is wonderful and blah, 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 just like we just said. And so it's important to remember these things with loose hands. It doesn't have to be gripping on tight and doing it right, you're already doing it right. But you can hone your skills. We're going to get cut off next week's topic is clean your closet. Thank you for listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres.